How well do you know the star constellations in the sky? Can you find the Southern Cross easily? I'm sure you can. It was a bit harder for me coming from the UK. I was used to the stars of the Northern Hemisphere and finding the Seven Sisters in the Plough. On a clear night, the stars are magnificent, aren't they? They light up the sky with their sparkling brilliance. So imagine for a moment that you are a real expert at knowing the stars, and you look up at the sky one night and you see a brand new star, bright, shining, and it's moving. Well, that was the experience of the Magi one night over 2,000 years ago. The Magi were people who studied the stars. Today we'd call them astrologers. But these were astrologers with a difference. They were sincerely seeking after God. We know very little about the Magi as people. We don't know their names, how many of them there were, or what nations they came from. Many think they came from Persia. We're simply told they were from the East. But in a sense, those details don't really matter. What matters is what they did in their remarkable and epic journey to find a newborn king. They followed a star. What an extraordinary thing for a group of intelligent and almost certainly wealthy and high-ranking people to do, to follow a star. They left the comfort of their homeland to trek hundreds of kilometers across rugged country. Perhaps their family and friends thought they were mad, heading off on some wild goose chase. But these Magi were a determined bunch and never wavered in their quest to find this new king. Their journey took them to Jerusalem, the capital of Judea. Once there, they seek an audience with Herod the Great and waste no time in asking this king a question. Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. I don't think Herod was the kind of man who took much interest in the stars, except the rising one of his own status, power, and success. The fact that the Magi believed the new star symbolized the birth of the King of the Jews would have rattled Herod. You see, back in 40 BC, Marcus Antonius had bestowed the title of King of the Jews upon Herod himself. And Herod wasn't the type of ruler to take kindly to rivals. He had three of his own sons murdered to ensure that he stayed as undisputed king. As the Emperor Augustus put it, it was safer to be Herod's pig than his son. If the Magi symbolized people of the light and a genuine quest for truth, King Herod symbolized the complete opposite. He was a man of the dark arts, of lies, deception, and much, much worse besides. Herod even tried to deceive the Magi. He had been given the shocked news by his religious advisors that there had indeed been a prophecy given by the prophet Micah some 400 years earlier about a newborn king. This prophecy predicted the king would be born in Bethlehem. So in a secret meeting, King Herod shares this news with the Magi, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." We know, of course, that Herod had no such intention of worshipping the newborn king. His plan was to find that king and kill him. This is the very first instance in the Gospels of a threat on Jesus' life. Jesus came to us as the light of the world, but there were dark forces already at work, seeking to extinguish the light of Christ, even at his birth. This was a clear warning, wasn't it, of the kind of reception that Jesus, the Son of God, would receive from the world that he came to save. As John writes in his gospel, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yes, rejection of Jesus would indeed come, but nothing was further from the thoughts of our friends the Magi. They couldn't wait to see the Christ child and to celebrate the coming of this king into our world. So no sooner do they hear about the prophecy of a king to be born in Bethlehem than they're heading off there. In fact, Matthew tells us that the star they had first seen in their homeland went ahead of them. So it was the star which guided them all the way to Bethlehem. And we read, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when the star stopped, it was a moment of pure joy for the Magi. Just imagine their excitement and anticipation. Something deep within them had led them many miles from home to this town and to this moment. Would it be just as they had hoped? Yes, it most certainly would be. Matthew writes, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What a glorious scene. And what faith the Magi had. They had actually brought gifts with them to give the child king when they found him. And their faith was not disappointed, was it? They were able to give their gifts to Jesus. Gold for a king, frankincense for a holy one, and myrrh for a savior. But have you noticed what else they did? We're told they bowed down and worshipped him. These were foreign dignitaries worshipping this newborn king of Israel. And why? Because he was their king too. As Isaiah once prophesied of the nation of Israel, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. The Magi are often called the three kings, aren't they? And they came to the new light of Israel. But not just of Israel, because Jesus was and is the light of the world. He is our light. For if we know and love the Lord Jesus, then just as a star led the Magi to him, so we too have been led into his glorious presence. And this Christmas day, and indeed every day, all are invited to worship him, to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and to celebrate his birth 2,000 years ago. So whether we live in Australia or Austria, Kazakhstan or Kuwait, Cameroon or China, Pakistan or Paraguay, we are all invited to worship Christ the King, just as the Magi did. And the wonderful and liberating truth is that we can come just as we are, bringing our whole lives under the rule and protection of this loving and all-powerful King. A famous carol ends with these words, what can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him. Give my heart. This Christmas day, may we each give our hearts afresh to the Saviour born at Bethlehem. I wish you all a very happy Christmas.